Is it the beginning of the end? Stocks are selling off after what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke had hoped would have been a tepid, soft hint that Federal Reserve policy was probably staying the course on its historic stimulus programs. Bernanke's comments, though, have produced lots of jitters in financial markets. John Hilzenrath, chief economics correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, joins us now. Welcome, John.
Hello, John. How are you?
You were at the news conference yesterday, and it seemed to me that as you peppered the Fed chairman with questions, it became pretty clear that he doesn't understand or doesn't have a clear explanation for why interest rates are rising now in a number of places, treasury bills and mortgage rates, that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, I think he sees why it's happening. There's really two reasons, and one reason he would be happy about and the other reason he would be a little concerned about. The first reason is the Fed thinks the economy is getting stronger, and it's actually natural and normal for interest rates to rise when the economy strengthens. So this, and this is something that Bernanke has talked about, this is something that he would welcome, a stronger economy leading to higher interest rates. The other factor, though, which could concern him is, are the markets overreacting to the fact that the Fed might pull back on some of its easy money policies? And is it possible that the markets will overshoot? If the markets overshoot and push interest rates up, you know, instead of a quarter or a half percentage point, a full percentage point, just as for instance, then that actually could choke off the very recovery that the Fed is trying to engineer, and that would be a real problem for them.
It seems, looking at the financial markets, and it's always perilous to try to judge anything based on a couple of days, but the markets don't believe that the economies of the world can go it alone if the Fed and the Bank of Japan stop this quantitative easing, buying treasury assets and buying mortgage-backed securities to prop up the market. True or false?
Well, I mean, I think there's an element of truth to what you're saying, which is why I'm watching stock markets very closely. As I said a moment ago, we should see interest rates rise as the Fed pulls back and as the economy strengthens. The question, though, is how do stock markets react? If the economy really is strengthening, then stock prices should be going up. Well, of course, they have been going up quite a bit for the last year, particularly in the U.S., but now we're seeing them turn lower. If the markets are telling the Fed that – if the stock market is telling the Fed it's only been going higher because of Fed stimulus and not because of a stronger economy, well, then the Fed has a problem on its hands. It might have to rethink its strategy.
What's the margin for error here? Do you think markets believe we're too leveraged, there's too much debt in the system, and that we're close to slipping back into the kinds of problems we had in 2008?
No, I mean, I think that was a 2008 problem. I think the 2013 problem continues to be the aftermath of that crisis. Businesses and households are, and banks for that matter, remain risk averse. We have a lot of people who are unemployed. People are focused on winding down the debt that they took on, not in the last year or two, but in the 2002 to 2008 period. So there's just a lot of risk aversion, which is holding the economy back. And we also have a federal government, which is now a drag on the economy through tax increases and spending cuts. Those are the problems we're working through. I mean, there have been some signs of froth in some of these markets because of the low rates the Fed engineered. But we're not looking at the kind of massive debt buildups that that we had back then. If anything, you know, the economy is still doing what you would call deleveraging.
John Hilzenrath, chief economics correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, John.
Okay.
And we'll leave you with some words from Chairman Ben Bernanke at his news conference yesterday. Good news? The markets don't think so.
Based on its review of recent economic and financial developments, the committee sees the economy continuing to grow at a moderate pace, notwithstanding the strong headwinds created by current federal fiscal policies.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.